everyone, and welcome to Here for the Right Reasons, Us Weekly's Bachelor podcast. I am your host, Sarah Herron, and we are days away from The Bachelorette being back on the big screen, and I have Jesse Palmer here to break it all down. He's going to give you some insight into how Gabby and Rachel's relationships are going to work on the show and how their journey will play out. And of course, I had to ask about Bachelor in Paradise and everything that's floating around there. In case you haven't heard, there's a lot of rumors that on this season of Paradise, after the initial couples get coupled up, they will be separating the men and the women for when the next set of contestants come down and sort of testing those relationships and letting them date without their partner being next to them on the beach. So I asked Jesse about that. He pretty much confirmed it without confirming it, and so much more. So without further ado, here's Jesse Palmer.
Hey, Sarah. Good to see you. How's everything going?
Pretty good. How's it going over there? Are you in paradise?
I'm in paradise. I'm not sunburned. This is going great.
Perfect. Well, I'll get to that. But of course, we have to talk about The Bachelorette. Can you tell me how this is going to work? We still don't know, or I still don't know, with these two leads. Are they dating the same guys? Set it up for me, the format.
No idea how this thing's going to work. That was our big question when we started this whole thing. It was the first thing I asked Rachel and Gabby when it was announced that they were going to be the Bachelorettes back at After the Final Rose. Never done this before. How are they going to be dating the guys? Who's going on dates? How do they navigate this? This is all completely unprecedented. Gabby and Rachel deserve a ton of credit because they really took control of this thing. They made up their own rules along the way, took charge. They were faced with a lot of very difficult circumstances and situations. A lot of very difficult conversations needed to be had. But at the end of the day, I think it was their friendship and their support of each other that really helped them through it all magically somehow. And I don't know how. This whole thing just worked. And I cannot wait for Bachelor Nation to see how it all unfolds, because it'll be like unlike anything they've ever seen before.
Is there going to be any potential? Can you tease of, oh, you know, I didn't like that guy, but now I do, but maybe she liked him and maybe a little swap, or how would that work?
There's a lot of things that we weren't sure if they were or weren't going to happen. Would Rachel and Gabby both fall in love with the same guy? Would the same guy fall in love with Rachel and Gabby? Mm-hmm. A lot of different scenarios that we could never anticipate, that Rachel and Gabby could not prepare for. And so I think that's what's going to be so exciting for people at home watching. There's going to be so much that we've just never seen. It's two love stories, but two completely different journeys. People are going to need a notebook and take notes, try to follow who's dating who, what's going on, where are they? Because it's literally double the love, double the drama, and double the fun.
What about for you going from Clayton season? You had your first Bachelor season. Now this is Bachelorettes, and there was two of them. Was it a learning curve for you in the host position?
Yeah, it always is. That's for sure. I'm learning something new on the job every single day. I've learned already from my experience with Clayton that the host wears a lot of different types of hats. What made this situation unique for me was that I already had a relationship with Gabby and Rachel. I was familiar with them. You know, I sort of experienced their journeys together with Clayton. I was there in Iceland at the Opera House, the night of the rose ceremony from hell, devastating double breakup, unbelievable heartbreak. It was crazy emotional. And I saw how unwavering the support that Gabby and Rachel had for each other was through that experience. And, you know, I said it after the final rose, I couldn't think of two more people more deserving for this opportunity to have this chance to find love. So I really, from the get-go, felt myself being more of a cheerleader for Rachel and Gabby, just knowing what they had already been through and kind of been there for that, hoping that they were going to find happiness at the end of this and find their person. That was really my biggest goal. I'm such huge fans of Rachel and Gabby, and I want them both to be happy. So that wearing that hat, the cheerleader hat, for me was probably a little bit different than my previous experience, at least at the beginning.
Well, I know you can't tell me what happens, but is it safe to say that it's possible both of them maybe found love during this journey?
It's possible. You would have to ask Gabby and Rachel, and I'd be curious to see what they'd be willing to share with you. But what I can say is that their journeys are nothing short of remarkable. I can say that.
Remarkable. That's our word of the season.
Remarkable. The most remarkable season in Bachelor history.
Perfect. Night one, who should we be keeping an eye on? Why is someone shirtless in the cast photo?
Yeah. Jacob, just clothes optional for him. I don't know. I don't think he loves clothes so much. He may or may not be riding in on a four-legged animal. There were some memorable intros, four-legged animals, two-legged animals, magic tricks, forklifts. Gabby and Rachel had a lot thrown at them on that first night. I was making a lot of weird faces. I was doing the eyebrow a lot off the side.
Perfect. Doing.
Yeah, there was a lot of that.
I've heard rumors that there was like a cruise ship at some point that you guys maybe were filming on. Is that true? Were we on a cruise ship?
I cannot confirm or deny. What I can say, though, is Gabby and Rachel hit the jackpot because upon traveling, they get to go to my favorite city in the world, the most romantic city in the world. Gabby and Rachel somehow get to go to Paris, France. And I absolutely love that for them. City of Lights. They totally hit the jackpot on the travel front.
What about with hometowns? To fast forward a little bit, will we be seeing like 8 of them? Or how is that going to work?
There's like 17,000 hometowns potentially on this season, because when you have so many guys and two different journeys toward finding love, yeah, anything's possible. A lot of miles accumulated. You need like, this was like, it was double work as the host, you know, for the camera people, for crews. It was a lot to follow everything. That's what I'm saying. It's like, as the host of the show in my living room, it looked like there was like a crime I was trying to string by strings, and it just looks like a giant web. That's basically what it felt like hosting this.
Well, do you think it's something that maybe would continue again in the future? I know we have to see how the audience reacts. I can't wait to see it. But is that a possibility to have double leads, two men perhaps, two women again down the line?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. I think it's totally possible. I think when a show's been on for 20 years, I think you have to constantly be trying to find ways to reinvent things. And I think the show has done an outstanding job of that over the years. And it will be interesting to see how Bachelor Nation responds to this. I can't wait. I can't wait for it. I think they're going to love it. And so we'll see kind of where this leads down the road. Maybe, who knows, two Bachelors in the future.
Well, speaking of formats, I'm hearing rumors that things are changing in Paradise too. Can you tease to me anything about how it's going down there?
It's insane down here. It's absolutely crazy. There's all these people. There's just so much chaos, so much drama. Yes, never before seen things down here taking place in Paradise. I've been watching the show for years, huge fan of it, and we've been switching things up, we've been changing things up, and it's hard to keep track of it all, to be honest. It's been amazing. It's like herding cats when you have this many people and this much drama. You know, you need so much SPF and water, and you just be ready, because I'm having so much fun. I always wondered as a fan of the show, how paradise-y was Paradise. And I can tell you, it is so much fun. It really is Paradise. This place is magic.
And how are you and Wells getting along? Are you hanging out behind the bar?
Amazing. I wish I could be back there with him more. He makes a mean margarita. It's delicious. I get jealous. The cast, I mean, they get to enjoy the fruits of his labor. He's been phenomenal. It's been so much fun working with him. He's like the mayor down there.
Clayton and Susie are still going strong. You know, we've seen a few breakups recently in Bachelor Nation, but Clayton and Susie, seemingly great match, got over everything. Does that surprise you from where we were at that roast ceremony from hell to see them now just off in Virginia Beach making TikToks?
Yes, I was worried about them in Iceland. When I had that talk with Clayton on the bench, heading into the roast ceremony from hell, I had no idea how this was going to go. I didn't even know what was going on after the final rose. When he walked her out, where they were, what was happening. I am so happy for them. They just seem so happy together and so in love. It just seems like things are going great for them out in Virginia. I'm constant communication with them, and we're trying to find a window to kind of meet up when our schedules slow down. But yeah, she has definitely helped his Instagram game. There's no doubt about that. I support them. I troll him all the time. It's like, it's like the football locker room thing. I love just getting on him and his fashion and those workout videos and everything else he's doing. But I just could not be happier for the two of them. I know it wasn't the road normally traveled to get to that point, but I just know they're so in love with one another. And I think it's great.
All right. Well, I have to wrap up, but my last question for you is, I mean, Clayton brought the drama as we were just talking about. Gabby and Rachel, as dramatic, more dramatic? Where does it fall on the drama scale?
It's double the drama. You got two bachelorettes. I mean, it's double the love, double the drama, double the fun. I don't know how everyone's going to be able to keep track of it all, but we're going to try. I can't wait for them
to see. That's our job.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Here for the Right Reasons, Us Weekly's Bachelor podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, tell your friends about this podcast, and come back every week for more Bachelor breakdowns.